Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hi, thank you for calling claims. Can I help you?
Hi, I was transferred over to you from the roadside people in regards to reimbursement for a towing that I had.
Okay, no problem at all. I'll be more than happy to file that claim for you. Let's see here. Can I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected, please?
770-743-9440.
No, 440. Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Kimmy, K-E-M-I. Last name, Daly, D as in dog, A-L-E-Y.
Thank you. Would you happen to have your member ID or your contract number available?
You said my member ID to what?
Your member ID or your contract number?
To my insurance?
Yes, ma'am. I can try to look you up by your name and address. Let's see, you said the first name is Kimmy?
I got it right here.
Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Is it the policy number?
I can try that. Go ahead.
We'll just do my name like you said, because this is a policy number off my insurance card.
I can try your policy number from your insurance card. Go ahead.
Okay. G as in goat, A, A, P as in Paul, 0000136078.
Let me confirm that. You said G as in goat, A as in apple, A as in apple, P as in Paul, and then there's four number zeros, and then 136078?
Yes.
Okay. So let me pull up anything for me. Can I have the correct spelling of your first name? Is it
K-E-M-I. Last name, D as in dog, A-L-E-Y.
A-L-E-Y. Thank you. May I have the address that should be attached to your policy, please?
1260 Pebble, P-E-B-B-L-E, separate word, Ridge, R-I-D-G-E, Lane, Hampton, Georgia, 30228.
Okay, thank you.
So Pebble Ridge Lane.
Thank you. So the policy that comes up for you, it does come up as canceled on 5/12/22. If what I can do is I can still create a claim under this policy. I'll temporarily deny it, and then you can upload your declaration page from your insurance as well as the tow receipt, so that we can verify coverage for you. And then if there's no issues with the documents we receive from you, we can go ahead and it reimburse you.
So what will I need?
You'll need your declaration page from your insurance. You can get that from the...
You said it was canceled on 5/12?
Yes. So it may not just be updated in our system. So,
yeah, because I'm like, I just got on with my insurance agent.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why we'll just need your declaration page from your insurance agent, and then the tow receipt. So we can just verify coverage to the declaration page, and then with the tow receipt, we'll verify that the vehicle was towed, and then we'll submit, then we'll process it, and then if there's no issues, we'll go ahead and issue reimbursement.
Okay. Where do I put that page? Where do I send it to?
So once I create the claim, I'll go ahead and we can go ahead and discuss that. Can you just verify the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
It's a 2013. Let me look at my insurance card. Hyundai. 2013 Hyundai Elantra.
Thank you. And what was the reason for the tow service? Did your car not start, or was it overheating, anything like that?
Flat tires.
Okay. And when did you have the vehicle towed on? What day?
It says August 22nd.
August 22nd, thank you. And would you like to receive text or email notifications in regards to the claim status?
Yes, please.
Would you like text or email?
Text.
No problem. We'll send it to the phone number ending in 9440. Messaging data rates may apply. And you should get a message in a moment here. You'll just reply yes in order to opt into those notifications. And then I can either provide you our online portal so that you can upload the declaration page in the tow receipt, or I can send you another text message or an email with the link so you can upload those documents. Which would you prefer?
Yes, please send that link.
Do you text us?
Yes, please.
No problem. And who's your cell phone carrier? Do you have AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, Metro PCS?
AT&T,
thank you, ma'am. So I went ahead and I sent that text message over to you. You should be receiving it momentarily. Once you submit the two documents that we need to... Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because it does not just say declaration page on my thing. It says something that says cover letter, auto insurance policy, coverage selection form, notice of information practices, and auto policy revision.
So it should be something that shows the vehicles on the vehicle as well as the coverages that are listed under the vehicle. So something it should show.
Oh, I see. Once I clicked on it, it says auto insurance policy declaration.
So that's what we'll need from you, and then just the tow receipt. And on the tow receipt, just make sure that it has your name, the year, make, and model of the vehicle, as well as the amount you paid for the tow service and the payment method. So if you paid cash or card, it needs to be on the receipt, as well as the tow company's information, such as their name, address, and phone number, okay?
I'm sorry, it's a lot going on. I can't. You saying what now?
On the tow receipt, we just need to make sure that it has your name, the year, make, and model of the vehicle, the amount you paid for the tow service, as well as the payment method. So if you paid cash or card for the tow, it needs to be on the receipt.
No, I paid in card, but the thing is, when I needed help for them to do it, and my mom found the tow service for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she caught them on the phone. But I'm looking on my receipt. It just says that the order employee name. It doesn't say a name. Like, it doesn't, it got the subtotal, total taxes, order total, total paid, the date, the payment ID, order ID, order employee name, and it got the last four of the card that I use, which is the same card that my insurance comes off of. It got a reference ID and all that. It doesn't say a name, though.
Okay, so you are...
It got the name of the...
Go ahead.
I was saying it got the name of the towing company and the address and all that, but it's a very detailed receipt. The only thing it doesn't have is my name and address, because then you send my address as well?
No, ma'am, just your name. So you are able to just write your name in on the receipt if you have it in a paper
copy.
Got
you. So print it out.
Yeah, you can just write your name on there and then take a picture and upload it to the text message link we sent you. And then you already have the declaration page, so you would just send that in as well. And once we receive those two documents, it does take between 3 to 5 business days. It could be sooner, but 3 to 5 business days for processing. And then if there are no issues with the documents we received, we'll go ahead and issue reimbursement. It is sent as a check through the postal mail.
It's sent through check, you said?
Yes, it'll be a check through postal mail. So it'll come through the... your...
Got you. And who do I call to make sure that all my documents are good? Like the same number back? Because I'm gonna send them like right now.
Yes, you can give this number here a call back. I'll provide you your claim number so that you have it for reference.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me write.
Okay.
And also, when I clicked on that that link that you sent me, it does not. It says claim form, contract, damage photo. I guess I click contract because it's the declaration page.
Yes, ma'am. You can click contract.
But it doesn't allow me to click. It says, please select a file / picture. And I'm clicking that button. Oh, okay. I guess I have to click another one.
Are you able to write the claim number? Yes, I'm ready for the reference.
Okay.
Oh, this is your claim number, so you can just, or reference number.
Okay,
Okay,
I'm ready.
So it's 131.
Get out your butt. Oh! Please give me 1 second, please. Oh, my God. My baby's shit is everywhere. He's trying to play in it. Nasty. Just nasty. Don't put that hand on me. Move.
Okay.
Okay, I'm here. I'm so sorry about that.
No, you're fine.
We're getting the reference number.
It's going to be 131-113-527-63. So
131-113-527-63.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's my what, Mercury claim number or roadside assistance claim number?
Yeah, it's your roadside assistance claim number. And then I did see that the decoration page was uploaded.
Oh, you did see it? Oh, because I wasn't even sure if I did that.
Yes,
so is
through.
That good?
Yes, ma'am. So let me go back. Bear with me one second here.
Because now all I got to work on is the receipt.
Yes, ma'am. Let me see here. Yes, ma'am. So it shows the vehicle, and then it does show the roadside assistance on here. And then it shows the policy period. Yes. Okay. Yes, ma'am. So you're all good. We just need the tow receipt and then it'll go to processing.
And just to make sure, you did say print. When I print that out, I just write my name on it, right?
Yes. So you just the only thing seems to be missing is just your name, and then you're all good.
Where to upload it?
To the same one? Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Okay, so we got to send that one through right now as well. And I guess that'll be it. I really would like to do that while you're on the phone so that you can let me know if you got it so I don't have to call back.
That's
is that okay?
No problem.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And I could just write my name anywhere?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me take a picture. Okay, go back to that link you sent me. Okay, I believe it's done.
All right, bear with me one moment here. Yes, I just got another document uploaded.
And I noticed I had the date wrong by a couple of days. It was the 20th, not the 22nd.
Yeah, that's completely fine. I'll go ahead and change that now.
Okay.
All right, so I went ahead and I updated the date. And then I did see both documents have been received. So they both went over to our processing team. So within 3 to 5 business days, you'll get a text message letting you know when once payment is sent out to you.
Okay, so since I was able to do that while you was on the phone, you are you the one who's able to verify that, that the documents are good?
No, ma'am. So it goes, I just know the information that's needed on the receipt, but it does go to our processing team, and they'll review it. It's actually already sent over to them. As soon as it was uploaded, it gets routed to them.
Thank you so much. And
no,
what's your name?
At all. My name is Markeisha.
Okay, I always like to put down who I speak with because for some reason it always backfires when I don't. And is it a specific department or
I'm sorry, you broke up. You said, is there a specific department that I'm in?
Or location that you're at, or like a number that y'all have to help people identify y'all, or like, how does it go?
So we don't have I'm in customer service. So if you call back for any reason and you provide the claim number I gave you, they'll have my notes from the call here. And
gotcha. Okay. Thank you, then. That's all I needed to know.
No problem at all. Well, is there anything else I can help you with before I let you go?
No, that's everything. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling claims, and you have a great rest of your day, Ms. Taylor.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.